Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16 is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. Here's how this powerful passage reads. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. What do you think of your body? Yeah, I know that's a pretty personal question, isn't it? But self-image is a big part of our culture, and so many people don't like what they see when they look in the mirror. And the results? Well, anorexia, bulimia, acceptance gained by promiscuity, addictions. Recently, a young girl sitting in front of me on a flight had scars all over her legs and arms from cutting. What do you think of your body? The body God made just for you. In her book, Real Sex, Lauren Winter writes the following. Bodies are not simply pieces of furniture to decorate or display. They are not trappings about which we have conflicted feelings. They are not objects to be dieted away, made to conform to popular standards, or made to perform unthinkable athletic feats with the help of drugs. They are neither tools for scoring points nor burdens to be overcome. This author goes on to explain that God has given us the great gift of our bodies to honor Him. It's through our bodies that we worship, serve, sing His praises, and carry out His instructions. We need to thank God for the physical gifts He has given us and teach our children to do the same. In the New Testament, Paul reminds us that our bodies are the dwelling place of God, and we should take care of them, not harm them. God has given us meaning and purpose to carry out. We have been fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's a reason for great praise. Father, thank you for forming us, knitting us together, giving us purpose, and ordaining our days. May we use our bodies as vehicles of obedience. May we honor you with our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.